Well, fire, we can get it started. Let's get into it, man.
All right, hold on. Let me stop. Let me turn this off, man.
Put my phone down.
You were trying to get sponsored and shit.
This is serious shit. Get going. It is fucking January 10th, 2021. And
Twan's about to drive down East 14th.
That's a long way away from here, man.
Look, he got the jacket and everything. He's ready to get one.
Shit, and where are we all at? Shit, like, I'm in Texas. Twan, where are you?
I'm in Colorado, and it's, you see that? 14 degrees. You see that dashboard? Can y'all see that?
Yep.
That's
fucking ridiculous.
That's solid, man. There
that's
you go.
Fucking ridiculous.
You should go out there and get a run out there.
I'm good.
Out in the cold.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Keith, where are you?
The nigga in the hood.
He's fucking clowning off. That's where he is.
In Clown City. That's where he is.
All right, where are you, man? It don't matter where y'all is physically. It's like where you is in your state of mind.
State of mind.
What'd you say?
I'm on cloud.
I'm talking over you. Okay, yeah, there you go. See? I know I said Texas, but I'm a little high, so I'm gonna make sure that I stay focused.
I think I'm the only sober person on this podcast right now.
Yep,
probably.
Right. I'm out of
it. It's possible.
I'm the digital designated driver, I guess.
Yeah. We waiting on Daryl. He probably getting high right now to get on, but
taking a shit.
Like I said, it's January 10th, and we only 10 days into fucking 2021, and it's already wild. It's already going down. Fucking, we watched terrorists attack the Capitol building. And there wasn't even an attack. The police let them right in. I watched that video in real talk. It looked like they just decided, all right, you know what? Just go ahead. Like, they opened up the gates like nobody gave a fuck, man. And then that one video you posted, Twan, of the dude who's running, he's backpedaling from the crowd coming in. He's running up the stairs. I was like, what is this guy fucking doing?
Man, because I guarantee you, because he was black, he probably like, man, if I shoot one of these motherfuckers, I'm going to go to jail.
Yep.
They was like, man, I'm just going to run. But then by him running, it made me like he was a big ass sucker by running in front of niggas like that. Like, I don't know if I could have ran. I think I'd have to pop somebody in the knee or something.
Man, I'd have tased somebody. I'd have been waiting for that opportunity. Tase the shit out of somebody.
He had like a fucking baton.
Nah, he didn't have shit.
Yeah.
I thought he just had like his little baton thing. That was it. Just running up the damn.
Yeah, thing. That was it. That's all he had. Little baton. I didn't even see a gun. On him, to be honest, I didn't even see a gun. All I saw was a baton.
Man, he was
calling. I'd have hit somebody with that joint.
He tried. Shit, he had a whole mob coming at him, and all he had was a baton.
Yep, and a cold party.
I feel like they would have beat his black ass if he would have hit him.
Yep, they would have thought what he was thinking.
Shit out of him.
He'd have been a patriot, though.
Nothing.
They'd have beat him, and he'd have got like a medal or some shit. Fucking wounded in action or whatever they call it.
Injured in a line of duty.
Exactly. Blue Lives Matter.
Apparently not his. They didn't give his ass a gun. Yeah, fuck his black ass.
And then that other bro who fucking pepper sprayed somebody, that nigga, he was doing it. Pepper sprayed a guy without looking. Did y'all see that one?
Nah, I didn't.
There was some nigga that pepper sprayed a guy who was climbing through a window.
Was it a nigga though? Like a real nigga?
It was a nigga pepper spraying him.
A black nigga?
Yeah.
Oh shit. That nigga he must have been pissed because ain't no black other person did nothing. So he was like, man, fuck it. It's my time to shine. It's just my time. I've been waiting to use this pepper spray.
Hell yeah. He said, I just got recertified on you.
Recertified.
He was like, baby, get
me. He was like, I got it's you. A riot? What? I just was waiting for one.
So I'm officially calling him Al MAGA. That's their name, Al MAGA. Goddamn terrorists.
Terrorists, man. That's terrorist actions right there.
I was just thinking, like, what other country would allow somebody to essentially try a coup d'etat and not get and nobody died? No, like, they didn't kill them. They didn't do anything. All them people was able to go home. I'm sitting here like, what is happening? Like, this is fucking treason. I'm like, what are you doing?
Because they white. So they all think alike. So they, in their head, it's like, man, we're going to band together and we're going to stick together. And like, no matter what. And that's why they didn't kill nobody. It's like, oh, these white people. Like, no matter how bad it got, as long as white is going to help the white motherfuckers out, like, no matter what. Yep. They all going to stick together.
Those cops that was helping them out and was taking selfies, man, they was all
man. Like, of course. So they happy to see them. They're like, oh man, I wish I could be here with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Wish I could have climbed that wall.
They was part of that Proud Boys stuff.
Yep. Clowned off, bruh. Whoo-wee.
So what do you think is gonna happen this week?
It's gonna be the Black Lives Matters versus the Proud Boys and a one-on-one
and a one-on-one match.
Yep, it's gonna be like some fucking like some Marvel, like they Civil War.
It's gonna be both sides clashing.
Yep, for all-out battle. Just to see who's superior, because y'all heard about the shit that they kind of met the Black Lives Matter started a protest, and the Proud Boys was like protesting like in the same area, and they met up.
What was this?
Like a couple days ago.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That nigga Antoine look like Blade. What's going on?
This man get on with the shenanigans, boy.
All right, man. Did you wipe your ass good? That's the grill question, man.
No, he didn't.
You ain't cooked that, nigga. This is a fucking idea, nigga.
You in there pretend cooking again?
I'm in here.
This nigga, how, nigga?
Let's see what you're doing.
I'm about to make a
sandwich. She's like, man, hold on. I ain't found the right screenshot yet.
He's about to make a sandwich. Hold on. I seen that video. Talking about my phone. That I'm over here. I forgot I'm on the podcast.
Guys, over here texting. What, you looking at some ass on Instagram?
Yep. Nah, man. I'm looking at business. I was looking at a possible comedy show.
Possible booty? All right, gotcha.
You ain't about to close.
I don't have to. It's a Zoom one. It's not big booty divas.
Yeah,
it's diva booties. All right.
Why does nigga only cook chicken every damn night? All he cook is chicken.
That's all he cooks, man.
But it's still chicken every night.
That's my boy's special right there. Chicken, baked chicken.
That's all he cooks, bro. Chicken.
Everything chicken. You're gonna turn to chicken.
Girl, just say your girl cook, man. It's all right.
I'm black ass.
Say your girl is cooking. We understand.
Oh, no, she helping today because she's doing all that some other shit.
But no, I'm just saying overall, man. You mean you just standing there. That's what you're doing.
She told him to make the sauce.
Hell yeah.
When that baby do?
Man, Keek over here giving free advertisements, man. What are you doing, man? Cover that up, man. What you doing, man? You're doing these free advertising, man. You giving away the money, man. What you doing? Take that wrapper off that bird. There you go. There you go. Cover that up.
When you had a long day of grinding.
I hear you, man. Yep. Get that burger in.
That's why Daryl cooking.
No vegan.
Vegan though.
Really? You vegan now? Just chicken?
Yep. Straight chicken.
All right.
That nigga lying. I don't get it.
Nigga got some steak in that motherfucker. He is vegan. Just chicken, though. This nigga been vegan, though. I can believe it. It seems like that nigga that would be the motherfucker to actually be vegan and be vegan, like on the underdog.
Hey, I did. I ain't gonna lie. I tried that vegan life, and it wasn't for me. I'll just say that. I was like, man, I need me some cow. I need me some chicken. I need all the meat right now. I'm like, nah, I can't do
that. Like, you talking about something else.
Y'all still drinking milk?
Pause.
Shit, I need all that.
I should have said pause. I need all the meat. Pause.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
That's that minute. He said 2021, all he's eating is dick-shaped food.
That's hilarious. So, Daryl, how you feel about Al Bagger?
Oh, this nigga hella stupid. I ain't got no thoughts on it.
My girl from the liquor store? Be cool.
Hold on, nigga.
You ain't got no feelings about Al Bagger?
How you feel about it, nigga? I would have formed my opinion off how y'all eat. What y'all said about it before?
Ratchet.
Come on, after they stormed the Capitol, man.
Oh, I mean.
And they all went home scot-free for the most part.
What else can you say? I'm not surprised. You feel me? Everybody knew that. That shit was going to happen.
They at home watching themselves on the news like, oh, shit.
News.
I'm surprised at all the police officers and shit that, like, aided it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, damn.
They protect their stuff. They own. They gonna help each other out because they white. They gonna stick together no matter what.
Yep.
Man, the worst of the worst, white, the richest is gonna got that nigga back no matter what. When it comes down to it, they got each other back.
Mike, what? Yeah. How you feel about this, Mike?
Nigga, Mike in here.
Mike,
you know.
That was the white delegate.
I think we should differentiate and say, you know what, the racist white people. Because if we say white people, that means we lumping them all together.
I've been felt like that.
Forget it.
Yeah, racist white people.
But it'd be a lot of motherfuckers that's undercover, though. So you really can't really decipher that.
True. Hey,
who's not at the meeting?
Wow. Wow. That's messed up. Oh, man. Don't do that.
I'm fucking with you.
Don't do that.
That nigga said, who's not in the meeting?
Damn.
Oh, he said, he's heading to Washington, bro.
He stormed the Capitol.
Fucked up, man.
Nah, man. We're like, but when we talk about this shit, like, I think Mike even know that we ain't talking about like him or.
I know Mike like, know what's happening, but.
And we ain't talking about even other white people that we know that's like cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We could and we can feel like, all right, if this like, I can at least feel like this guy kind of treats me better than fucking like an asshole, like fucking one of these Trump guys will like be the undercover like sneak guy that like say hi in your face. And be talking shit about or behind your back.
They call the police on you.
Yep.
Real camera at Daryl.
Oh, I take it up my camera ain't on.
That's low.
You ain't popping up when you talk.
Bro, I'm just over here.
He ain't talking. Do you got him on gallery, Antoine?
That's why. Okay.
All if you right. got it on gallery, you can see everybody.
I gotta go to a whole new page for that. He over
there. There you go.
Playing a YouTube video of somebody cooking chicken.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Y'all niggas
playing a YouTube video of somebody cooking. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah,
Antoine now we cooking.
All right, here you go.
Over there stirring a bowl of top ramen.
You like top ramen, though.
You just
Kike, he just turned that YouTube
video off of somebody cooking chicken.
Vegan. Top ramen. Well, I mean, if nobody else has anything else to say about the whole the terrorist attack on the Capitol.
Fuck the Capitol. They
can. Yeah. We can
together. Fuck them niggas.
Fuck the
we can move on. Wait, on to like.
I just remembered I was listening to the Breakfast Club the day after, and a caller called in and said, "It was more cops." You know, he said it was less cops at the Capitol than it was when like a black guy get pulled over, some shit like that. I was like, God damn. And I was in there like, oh man.
So that means what
I was like, that was true. I was like, that was true.
So it's one cop then.
I was like, I ain't see no. I seen like that's insane.
Cause they white. Let it have been like 10 niggas. Lead.
Let it have been.
Man,
let it been 10 minutes just coming up the stairs. Let it have been just 10 niggas running up the stairs quickly.
Call them. Secret Service, man. We need special forces. These niggas lost their minds.
Call the Marines. call the Marines.
Hell yeah.
10 niggas running up the stairs briskly.
We need Green Beret. We need all the special troops to come. Yep. Oh, hell no.
Hey, and all the people that have been there, them 10 niggas were the only niggas that got arrested and got killed.
And then four of them would have been shot.
Nobody. They all would have got killed.
No, they got safe face, so four of them would have been shot. And the other six got beat, and one of them got beat to a coma. And then they say that they came up the stairs with weapons. One of them had a forked weapon. One of them had a knife, and three of them had lighters. We didn't know what their intentions were.
Yeah, but they was in the same church the water might go though. So let them niggas have been in front of that line. That it had snipers shooting niggas in heads.
Telling you, man. So what was that? What's on the next for the topic list? Where are we going?
Oh, so we in 2021, and to make a really sharp turn, actually, with how the world is right now, with fucking COVID and everything else that's going on, just everything going fucking wild since 2020. Now we're going to talk about, like, Because how people are now unable to even interact with each other directly on a personal level, how does somebody in 2021 even start a relationship or continue a relationship? And what's some of the things that you feel like are keys to like maintaining a relationship?
OnlyFans.
And what can
get
this one out the way? Man, let's go into it.
OnlyFans. Me? Shit, I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. I'm not dating, so I can't say.
It is though. How did you get to that point? How did y'all get to the point of where y'all at now?
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant because of the current circumstances.
But it's kind of being trying to help other people, yeah, like outside of our situation. We trying to teach people, basically. That's what we're doing.
But he's saying since it's Corona, you know, some people relation, you know, you got closer to your chick, right? Because you
exactly
down. So like, what is driving you to like still be like that close and to give advice on how can you get close for women and men's, how to get to that point?
OnlyFans, no, I'm just playing. Daryl, you still got that video on repeat? Somebody cooking chicken, man. Come on, man, turn it off, man. No, but serious. It's just communication. You just gotta. One thing that is the key thing is like, one, do you even like the person you with? But it's like, because people are so busy running around doing what they need to do to, you know, to take care of themselves, like working and stuff.
See?
Now that they in that kind of like in a lockdown situation, they finally realize that, man, I don't even like this motherfucker. So then that's why, in my opinion, a lot of relationships ended, including like marriages and stuff. So I guess they found out like after they was like stuck in a house with him for so long, it's like they realized that, you know, they didn't really like him.
Right. I don't even like it.
They thought they did. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, we had our little issues, but we still had that like genuine attraction for each other and actually like being around each other.
You just named three right there. Named three keys right there. You just said communication, like the person, and attraction. Like, just listening to you talk. But yeah, that's three keys right there.
Yeah, so that was your top three. Daryl. All
right.
Daryl said he ain't got shit.
My bad. I'm finishing up right now. I'm going to get shit.
Daryl said he gotta make this sauce real quick. Make sure it's still going, y'all.
He said
put a bunch of ketchup in a bowl. That's his sauce. homemade
Hold on, then he sprinkled a little salt on it. That's his cake. A little salt and pepper, like, get that guy.
He put some of this pink salt on there. Yeah. They ain't gonna know what hit them when they taste this, boy.
Himalayan salt, baby.
Hell yeah, pink Himalayan, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Hey, well, then, what's three keys you feel like to like keeping a relationship or being in a relationship? Something you feel like, whatever you feel like is something that makes a relationship work. A dynamic.
Me?
Yep.
You. Yeah.
Communication is key.
Okay.
I would say being upfront about shit, not beating around the bush. You know what I mean? But I guess that goes under communication, right?
Nah, that's still like, because you can communicate well, but you may not be somebody who's like what you're saying is like almost like truthful.
Punctual, so, you know what I mean? Like a stand-up type person.
Direct communication.
Yeah.
Right. Don't be playing that innuendo shit. I'll elbow drop that. You know what I mean?
Elbow drop, bro.
He went the Randy Savage route.
Oh, man.
You said things that for a successful relationship?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Communication. It got to be the attraction there. And then,
yeah.
What do you mean?
It could be mental, physical, all of that shit.
So it ain't necessarily like all about looks and shit.
Nah. Because at the same time, I already know. You can have like a 10, but the bitch's brain be like a bird. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you definitely like, no. I'm tripping, like, you know what I mean? Oh, I say business savvy, bro.
Yeah.
Gotta be ambitious.
Gotta have something going on about her. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Well, what you got? Is Daryl still messing around up over there?
No, I'm coming home.
If you're ready, go ahead.
He didn't have enough ketchup in that bottle, so he had to go get a new one out the cabinet.
He had to.
Baby Ray's, Twan already used all that.
I still have some more wings in that thing. I'm about to put in.
Bert, Bart.
Let's go.
Corn.
You just have
a burnt up.
Hell of burned up.
Burnt.
So who next? Who's going next?
I'll go. This nigga. So yeah, y'all both like both y'all made a good point with communication. I feel like being able to communicate is really important because
try this. Try not to name what someone already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's I'm not going to name it, but I'm just going to talk about it and how good that is.
Nice.
But so I'd say you already said getting along with them. So, like, do you like this person? That's another good one. Are y'all in the same direction? Like, are y'all going in the same direction? Could be like something as simple as maybe do you want kids? Do y'all both want kids? Or like, do y'all see the same? Like things for y'all future.
Put it all on the plate. I'm about to go in here.
Stability. Like you want to know that like the person you with is somebody who's going to be loyal, who's going to be real with you and hold you down. And then somebody who's funny, man. Somebody who's funny.
This nigga singing an R&B song.
God damn.
Yeah, gotta hold me down, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put it on.
It would be the light skin nigga talking like Drake on here, man. Beat. Right.
Hold me down, girl. Hold me down when you hold me. Hold me down, girl.
This nigga mic off right now.
Hold me down when you hold me. go ahead and hold me down a little bit.
About the music.
You had it going for a minute there, boy. Oh, yeah. That was a hit right there. Daryl, you ready now?
Hold on.
I just gave mine. Like I said, headed in the right, in the same direction. Somebody's stability and somebody who's funny.
What, Daryl? But this is what
Wait, what y'all think? Did I hear y'all think? Y'all say the quarantine has it, how it changed my relationship? Was that the question?
No, oh, like
what you got that from?
I don't know what the fuck I was listening to, nigga. I thought I heard that for a minute. Go ahead.
Give him the question. Give him the question again. Get it. the question.
I said, like, what do you feel like are three keys to being in a relationship, or being like, even if you're not in like a long-term relationship, just even like, what do you, what should somebody look for, like, if they want to be in a relationship?
I wouldn't necessarily go in a relationship looking for something. You feel me? Like, I think a lot of shit.
In that relationship, like, what would keep you there? So you look for something that's going to keep you there.
I definitely got to get motivated. She better be a motivation. Okay. Part about it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of shit happens to happen organically to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. All right, bitch, you better be doing this. You better be doing that. Like, if I don't see that shit happen naturally, but I don't feel like teaching little hoes.
Okay, organic.
Worm, that's the right word, organic, bro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from...
Okay, from getting words with friends in it.
But shit, man, you know, just somebody real, keep going, honey, man. You know what I'm saying? Just... Don't bullshit me, bro.
And somebody real.
Yes.
You just said three right there.
Somebody real. Go in on that.
Somebody real and somebody.
This nigga singing an Aladdin. Get it, Orchard.
Grab mine. I gotta grab my Hennessy.
Don't act like this nigga Daryl don't look like he the dark skinned fucking R&B nigga.
I gotta grab my Hennessy.
Got that Brian McKnight. Brian
McKnight. He got the hen.
Brian McKnight.
On him, on his cover is him with some hen in his hand.
Brian McKnight, where you at?
Shit.
They got some hen doggy dog.
Yep,
I had to. Y'all niggas, hold on. Yeah, I get deep in a minute. In just a second. Let that hit. Let that hit. That's that juice.
You gonna think you get in your zone?
You feel me?
You gotta have somebody that you could like have fun with. So you gotta be like whatever it is. Like it gotta be something fun. Like you gotta be able to like have like that moment. You like, oh yeah, man, that was a good ass trip. Like you go on like a vacation, whatever. Like,
oh yeah, I've had plenty of those.
And like those, like carry those shits though. Like even though you get pissed at your chick, you're like, man, fuck this bitch. Like you remember those? You're like, damn, man, that trip, man. Like it was like, yeah, man, that was a cool ass thing.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you'd be like, man, I ain't gonna find nothing better than that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, man, let me
like, all like those like little memories. You'd be like, oh yeah, man, that was a cool ass little thing right there.
Yeah,
it could be like anything though. Like some niggas be into sports and shit. So you let your bitch take you to like a game. Like a nigga gonna remember that shit. If you get like a championship game or some shit like that, and you go to the court side, nigga like, damn man, this bitch didn't took care of me this time. Like she didn't did it this time, y'all. And then nigga, like you think they gonna fuck up, you like, oh yeah, I ain't gonna fuck up this time, man. That little thing we did was like that was it right there. Like even when niggas be they whole little video game little mode. Like if bitches know if that nigga play video game, like let that nigga do that shit.
Right. Right.
That could be that nigga stress relief though. Like this nigga they keep like, man, I'm doing this because I'm gonna kill somebody if I can't get on these damn games.
Right.
And you know that's why like niggas be like flipping out when motherfuckers breaking their shit. Like, nah, motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your ass and break my shit. Like little shit like that, like if a bitch pick up on that, like all right, this nigga in the game. Go buy this nigga like a game or some shit, and be like, oh, I see that you be playing it with your partners or some shit. So I bought another one. Like the nigga already like bought the shit. He's like, oh, I already got it. But he'd be like, oh, that was cool that you know she thought about me to go get this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So paying attention to the little things, right?
It's like that, and you know, and just knowing, just learning, like whoever you with, just learning them. You ain't got to like be all up in their face. So like from a distance, like niggas got signs and they tell you what they want.
Right.
It's up to you. It's up to the chick to figure out what it is.
Figure it the fuck out, baby.
It's a lot of chicks though, that don't take the time to try to figure that shit out. It's a weird thing that like.
I ain't worth my time then.
it's a weird thing where like a guy will spend a lot more time trying to get to know the girl than she is trying to get to know him.
Is it because most, I mean, I want to say most, well, shit, I don't know. A lot of chicks come to into a relationship from a selfish standpoint. Just like, what can he do for me? What can I get out of this? And they're not really trying to put nothing in. And
like that, not all of them, but a lot of
them. Yeah, a lot of them. I'm not, that's why I say not all of them, but I just say like, yeah, there's a good majority.
But just for the argument sake.
So that, yeah, that's like, what I'm talking about. Yeah, like,
yeah, yeah, like just like
that. Of that.
It is that. It's them thinking they're coming into it thinking that I'm already good enough as I am. Why do I need to try any harder? And that trying could just be like getting to know your person more, getting to know like
that's a, like that's a little girl. That's a little girl, man. Ain't no girl older, man.
Yep, and that's what it is. Nah. Oh, and that's like another thing. That would be like another key thing. The girl needs to know how to mature before the guy mature.
Because, oh, they got boy, right, it ain't gonna work. They ain't gonna never work.
Yeah, if she gotta like be already on her grown woman shit before he on his grown man shit, because that's gonna motivate him. Like, she gotta stop turning up. So that gotta be one of the key things too. Not only having fun together, but knowing when you gotta
They gotta go hand in the hand, right?
Because if he mature before her, that's a wrap. Then they ain't never work. Then he gonna never end up speaking up setting.
Let y'all do it at the same time. But that's rare.
Yep, but but if your chick come up first, then that's gonna make you come up, and then like then she just put you on hella shit because she matured for you and let you have your little whatever shit you still want to do a little bit. And then once you get up to her level, and then you gonna pass her up because you gonna be motivated to do more.
Well, then what did you say that to go hand in hand with solidarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, if two people are in a relationship and one of them come up, what's to stop the other one from being like, fuck this, I'm out. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's that.
But that's where you got to know who you with. You got to know who you with. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of red flags, you know, that's going to be reveal the person, you know, who they are, you know, who they really are. So it's only a matter of time before you see those. Then you're going to realize, all right, I'm with this type of person. It's gonna be up to you to be like, all right, am I staying or am I leaving, or whatever the case may be.
So, hey, are you asking on a guy's point or a girl's point? If a girl come up first, why she should stay, or why she should cut out on dude, or are you asking like if a dude come up, like why he should stay with his chick?
Why if the girl come up, why should she stay with the dude? That's just what I was about to ask, actually.
Well, it's like for her, like if the nigga really like, you know, trying to come up and trying to do some shit, like he gonna hit yourself some type of signs. It's so he's like, man, I wish I could go to school, but you know, I'm out here, I gotta work. So he should do like shit like that. Like she'll pick up on shit, see what he's interested in some shit. Like he gonna let it be known eventually. And if she come up, she's like, well, I know this nigga wanna do this shit. And then from there, she'll know like, are he a solid ass nigga that I can stay with and put on. But the nigga like, man, I ain't doing shit forever. I'm sleeping on the couches and I am doing shit. Then you know that nigga, he ain't ready for the come up. And then she got a crack to cut on this nigga.
That's a good boy.
I hear you. I think, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It just goes back to like the person you're with. So you just gotta make those reads to see those signs. So it's like, I don't know. It depends on the caliber of like woman you with. And
so
the quality of relationship you in. Like, is it what is it built on?
So how you feel about the other side of that though, Rado? Like, what, like if the guy already up and the girl, because you said like the girl should already have her shit together. What if the guy already got his shit together?
And the girl don't.
Yeah.
Well, if he already got it, for him to cut on her, like he had no too though. Like he had no straight up. Like if she just still trying to be on some hoe shit. If he already business minded, if she still want to go to the club and shit, and they getting hella old, then he knows it's time to cut on her too. Like, she ain't showing no type of motivation, right. Nothing. Have no type of come up. Ain't talking about no nothing business. Then it's time to go. Like, at some point, something got to click in your head. Like, all right, man, this time I'm done playing. Now I'm trying to stick business, mind you. At some point, you got to come up to that conclusion. Like, all right, I'm done with this shit. Like, I got to do something now.
Mm. Yeah. So, because what you were saying with I think what you were saying with like the mentality with like she gotta be like she gotta stop doing her whole shit, as you put it, like for him to like really be into her. So you saying like she needs like. So my question is, so do you feel like a guy has to be mature in himself before he get like with a chick, or do the chick got to be mature and she like and she has to deal with a guy who's immature?
I mean, he got to mature before he mature, so she got to start like moving, like changing the way she moves before he do, and then once he starts seeing that shit, and then he gonna want to change. But if he ain't fucking with it, then she need to say, man, fuck you. All right, I'm done. If both of them are immature, that shit is a wrap. Like, ain't shit gonna happen at all for them. They might end up just hanging up. Two ghetto motherfuckers, man, they just say, fuck it. It ain't shit. Like, but, both of them gonna cheat throughout the whole relationship. They ain't gonna never accomplish nothing.
Yeah, it's just gonna be toxic.
Yeah, they're gonna say fuck it. They're gonna end up in jail and shit. Like, nah,
and some people is addicted to toxic though.
Yeah, because they ain't mature then. That's so true. That's why they don't ever stop the shit.
But what I'm wondering is, like, what you saying is then, like, it shouldn't be the guy who's maturing and then like him and convincing her to like start to mature.
I mean, that shit might be rare because, you know. It's easier for a girl to get a nigga to change than from a guy to get a chick to change.
I feel like, oh, yeah?
This shit works for me. And this nigga said, well, I'm trying to do some real nigga shit, and she's still trying to scheme and shit. So that shit worked for her. So why this nigga, and then she said, I'm making easy money and you making hard money. So for her, it's like, I could keep doing this. But you ain't really doing shit. You working extra hard.
I mean, some women are a product of their environment, though. You know what I'm saying? Raised differently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different bitches out there.
That girl has sponsorship.
Oh, I fucked it up.
Oh, it's been gone. The Cigarato just did a whole analogy and just referred to women as bitches and men as niggas the whole time.
Damn.
When a nigga need a bitch, he gonna go out to get that bitch. And that bitch gonna love that nigga because he a nigga. That's sponsor that Keek had and the stars gone.
I'm hella mad, man.
Well, man.
That's what I said. Just stick to it, man. Just, you don't need no fucking airplay, man. Podcast is
well,
good, man.
But but so
airplay is scripted.
The other half of that though is, after we talked about like the keys that'll make a relationship work, like what do you feel like are three elements or keys that you feel like will make it fail? Like something that like will happen in a relationship.
We kind of just went over that though.
Like, I mean, we talked about like, but we talked about it in the context of like what will help a relationship work. And we can still talk about even some of those same topics and talk about how it'll fail in some regard. So, I mean, like, I'll use one of them, like, real quick, like, something like this disloyalty, something like somebody who's, like, doesn't necessarily mean that they cheating on you, but just, like, every, like, just lying about shit. You come up missing $100, you ask her where it's at, and she, like, I don't know.
That's a bum bitch. That's a bum bitch.
That nigga running out of here.
Only $100 though, too. Only $100 though.
That's the test. That's the test. See if you gonna say anything if you notice it. And if you don't say nothing, she's gonna take 1,000 out of there.
In like, who my hundred at? If you see my hundred, girl. I ain't been in your closet.
Better get away from that expeditiously, man.
Hell yeah. Like I said, that 100 is just the start.
Yep.
Hey, she gonna start going thousands on you.
So okay, there you go. That's one thing.
Your whole account empty.
Disloyalty or robbery.
I never said she'd have went in my life savings. Oh damn.
God damn. Thank you. Took you, ran up your credit card and everything.
Got the nigga social security number, you know what I'm saying? All in your 401k, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Dipping in that bitch.
Robbing clean, god damn.
This nigga Kato sitting in the Batmobile and shit. What's going on? all I seen was leather seats.
Definitely in the back. Batman caught this guy.
Nigga, leather seats and weapons and shit, nigga. What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Definitely got caught.
Only thing nigga missing is utility belt.
That's hilarious.
Man.
Damn.
No, but I say one thing is more like on the bad communication part. Poor communication is where you don't express your needs and wants in a relationship.
Okay.
And you try to.
Why not?
You don't speak up or whatever, and then you try to, I guess, I don't know, kind of like assume they're going to do something for you, I guess, so, without you actually saying want this.
Without even cutting you out, Twan, and y'all, like, this is how we can really have this conversation. We can, like, those things we just named and everything, trying to think of, like, different stuff. Like, really what we should have been trying to figure out, what is, like, all three things that all of us can agree on, like, that, like, is, like, the cause of a good relationship, the cause of a bad relationship. Like, it sounds like we all agree that, like, communication, attraction, and somebody you can have fun with is something that's, like, for a good relationship. So now, like, when we're talking about, like, what makes something, like, fail, we try to, like, if we say something, we try to say if something is more important or more detrimental, you know what I mean? Like say, for instance, if you feel like
still on $100.
If you feel like, nah, you know what? If she stole $100 from me, I ain't gonna trip that bad. But
fuck that, nigga, what? Fuck that. You better check that right away. You better get the fuck out of here, man.
But if she got But if she can't cook, that's it. That's it for me.
Nah, hell,
she can rob me all day. Don't care if she rob me.
As long as she cook. Exactly. It's just an example. It's an example.
That's a terrible example.
Relax.
She stole $1. She stole $1. It's done. Nigga, I'm out. Fuck that.
I should have flipped it then. Maybe cooking, maybe not being able to cook. Is it as bad as stealing the hunter?
Nigga, no.
I don't know where you're going with this now, nigga. You over here doing trade-offs, nigga.
Nigga, that's not even equal.
$100. No, not. It was an example. Just go.
All right,
then. I can see that now. Fuck y'all. It made sense.
No, I keep 100 though.
I'm high.
A bitch stole $100 from me.
She had.
she had red lipstick on. She had red lipstick on.
somebody got my nigga for 100, man.
Hell yeah.
$100,
got him.
No, I don't care about $100. I just used it as an example.
Now we know why you don't like red lipstick, nigga. A chick with red lipstick robs you.
That bitch stole $100.
God damn. Hey,
I woke up. I was like, oh, damn. But $100.
Hell yeah.
She got out of there. Hey, oh, damn. Hey.
She Felicia Devo that nigga.
God damn.
Oh yeah.
And bitch went in my pocket while I was asleep.
Damn.
But I get what you're trying to say though.
I don't know what you're trying to say, because how the hell you know what he's trying to say?
I'm trying to say, like, just like we can, like, three keys to, like, you feel like will make a relationship not work. And I'm saying, but we trying to come up, like, it's four of us. So, like, if we say four different things, we try to decide, all right, which one of those things is, like, something you, like, we could say is not as important as this thing, is what I was trying to say.
Now you're talking about trade-offs. You're going in two different directions.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean then.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so trade-offs should be, or trade-offs, or what's those, or compromises, I should say. That should be the next topic, what compromises.
But
compromise between being robbed and can't cook. That ain't no fucking
right. I get that. And I'm saying that wasn't the idea that I was trying to pitch. It was more of like, a different example, say if I said I feel like lying is something that'll make a relationship not work, but you say like cheating is gonna like make a relationship not work, and lying is like cheating is more like severe than lying. What's the example I was trying to give?
In my head, it go hand in hand, cheating and lying.
That's fair.
She gonna cheat, she already lying on your ass, right. To you, so it's the same shit.
But I mean, she could just be like lying about like, she didn't put X amount of dollars in y'all savings account, or she took out X amount of dollars.
Ain't no compromising that, man. She lying, she gone, man. You can't trust her.
That's all I'm saying.
She gone.
Oh no,
my God. Because niggas lie too.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying too. Yeah.
Yeah,
that can't be it.
Man,
I bet every nigga in
here forgave a bitch or something.
Right, so that's all I'm saying too.
You want to be forgiven too, but so it's like, man, like.
So that's what I mean. Like, you might have been at a point where you could have forgave somebody for lying.
So I guess you
couldn't have forgave this one chick for cheating because
you're talking about deal breakers then. Deal breakers.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
Deal breakers. All right. So
$100. No. Nigga, hurt, nigga. What? Nigga, hell no.
We're trying to work through some shit, man. That's why he slipped that in there, getting robbed for $100, man.
That's a quarter of my rent the other day, nigga. I'd kill it. I'm like, nigga. Oh, yeah. Nigga, you gotta see me.
I give a worm like
you. Right.
Yo,
you 5 minutes?
Hold on, man. Hold on. What are you about to say? What was you saying right now?
I need 5 minutes. Hold on, man.
I'm pulling up, nigga, in the white beater. Like, come on, bitch. You about to get my money. Shit. You about to get me in. You gonna have to give me a couple Dude, slaps, bitch, before you know. What you ever, bitch.
Oh,
Did she count it to folks? She took it though, nigga.
This real quick. She just grabbed what she saw. That's how it went down, man. She had that red lipstick on.
That just triggered me, man, because that's so disrespectful, bro. That could fucking just go into a whole bunch of shit, bro. She's still $100. What else she doing? What else she doing?
Ain't no limit to what she'll do to you.
Get all the way ready.
Get outside. One more time.
That bitch joyride it.
You said joyride it.
Took your shit to Vegas, bro. You better go ahead and call the police, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, call police.
I'm sorry, bro. I wasn't trying to go there with it, bro. That shit made me mad.
I get it, but niggas keep saying lying, but niggas could forgive a bitch for lying. Say like gotta be like a certain degree of lying, so it can't just be I fuck this nigga. Like a nigga, but all right, just still be the truth. Some niggas will forgive you for that shit.
It's gotta be like a degree, the nigga's like, all right, this is like the ultimate lie, right?
And that's what I mean.
The bitch got licked for 30 T's.
What did you say?
No, I said she got licked for 30 P's, nigga, and told you she sold him. She didn't,
right?
Feel me. Shit. I hear a female.
So what are deal breakers then? I guess the real question is, what are the deal breakers?
I feel like it's something that like may not seem like conventional, but I don't feel like in a relationship there's compromises. I feel like there's like certain degrees of things that you're willing to do just because you want to like make your person, like you want to make your girl happy. So, but then I also feel like there's things that you just don't want to do. But like in a compromise, I feel like you're doing something you don't want to do. So if you don't want to do it, it's like, then why do it? Because it'll cause conflict later on, because you either go, like she wants you to go do something with her. You don't want to go, but you go anyway. And then like you go and you mad the whole time. And then y'all like fucking, like the picture she want to take get all fucked up. And now y'all arguing about some shit. And that could fuck up the whole day when you could have just been like, nah, I don't want to go. And then could have had that kind of conversation. But
won't that fuck up the day too though?
It might, but it'll be realer than like trying to fuck with that, I feel like.
I did that before.
Right. Like, that's what I mean.
Then I'll go somewhere and then I'm fucking mugging her the whole fucking time.
Like, exactly. Yeah, that's what I feel like is a compromise. Whereas like something like if you like the other side of that is like she say, hey, I want to go do this fucking, I don't know, apple picking thing. I always hear comics talking about that. Well, like she want to go do that. And you go just because, you know what? I don't care. I'll go. Why not? Like, it's not even like a serious feeling of like, I don't want to go. It's just like, sure, whatever. I've never been, but whatever. And then you go and then you experience it and you may have a good time there. You may even have fun there. And then because of that, y'all have a better vibe.
But that's still a compromise though.
I don't feel like it is though.
But it is.
It's like doing something that you don't like. You ain't tripping off of doing.
Yeah, but if she didn't bring it up, like you would never want to do it or ever thought about.
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
So it was her idea. So he was like, "What the fuck? I don't give a fuck." So you still compromised because it was something that you thought of doing.
I did.
And you.
I don't feel like it is.
Like on shit that you want to do. So like what if she was like, you could never play a video game ever in life. I guaranteed you would want her to be like, man, I just want you just to be comfortable with me doing this. So then she's like, all right, go ahead, go for it. She compromises it with you.
But like something like that even is like that, but that's the extreme, and that's an ultimatum. Like, but that's when like, I'd say a key to like a relationship failure, getting to a point where you establish an ultimatum. Stop doing this or do this or this will happen. And I feel like when you get to that point, it really is somebody trying to test like your your stance on whatever you're trying to do. Case in point, what Rado talking about, like some chick tell you, hey, stop playing video games or else it's over. It's like, I mean, I've been playing video games my whole life. It'll either be the thing where a dude will try and fake it and act like he, all right, I'll stop. And then he'll start to sneak it and he'll be playing it in the room and shit and she'll be catching him and it'll start arguments. Or he'll try and stop doing it and he'll resent her because he's going to be pissed about not being able to play the new game that came out.
See, that go back to that whole maturity talk, like, for the guy.
Who fault is that, though?
Yeah, that's the guy's fault.
Yeah, is it fault because, like, he didn't let her into his video game world?
The street.
You know, some niggas be like, man, I don't worry, saying shit to me about it. Don't come in the room. Or, don't talk to me when I'm playing. So it could be his fault. Because if he didn't let her in, you know, sometimes she just want to sit in that room with the nigga. She ain't got to say shit, just sitting there. She gonna learn this shit. So then now he's bringing that bomb. Like, oh, then she's like, oh, it ain't that damn bad. Like, okay, this is cool. Like, oh, I can get into this. Then she gonna hate the nigga for doing this shit. But if the nigga's like, hey, bitch, you can't come in my room. I don't want you in here. I'm playing games for 8 to 10 hours a day. And you can't talk to me. Then hell yeah, she gonna hate this shit. Like, nah, man, fuck this. You think you're playing the game. You ain't fucking with me.
Right.
She about to go get some dick. That's what she about to do. I'm out of here. I'm about to go get some ding-a-ling. About you playing that game.
Shit. Wait a minute. If somebody just came in on a podcast right there, man. Now I'm talking about to go get some ding-a-ling.
I'm talking about the fact that if you
neglecting your girl.
Yeah, neglecting your bitch by the video game, nigga.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm just fucking around, but I'm gonna
definitely
I get this video. I'm gonna clip that shit. Oh,
shit, man.